Now, Catherine Lana with us because we're going to talk about this month's Leslie's Readers book, Jan-Philippe Sendka's Whispering Shadows. Have I pronounced his name right, do you think?
Well, I don't think we could establish that last time, could we? Whether it's Jan or Jan. But he's German, I think, or Dutch-German. So it probably is Jan, I think.
Do you know, I was so inspired. I read his book first, but I went back to the first book, which is the one that, what was it called?
The Art of Hearing Heartbeats.
Art of Hearing Heartbeats.
Yes.
And I was swept away by that. That's one of the best books I've ever read.
Yes, it is.
Amazing.
That's why I wanted to carry on reading him, because it was such an amazing book. Really sort of fable-like, you know, all sorts of different traditions it sort of brought together, but it's a love story and a quest and all sorts of things.
So simple, though, in a way. It was so, I couldn't put it down. It was amazing, which is a problem because it means I've forgotten a bit about this book, really. So, but although this is good, and this is I think, going to be part of a series, isn't it, this book?
He said that it's going to be the first in a trilogy, and they're all set in China. And he originally was a journalist, came from Germany, but then went to work in America, but also worked in Asia. So he knows quite a bit about China. And he does want to tell people what China is like, what it was like in the past, and what its issues are going forward. And I must say that I haven't really got a way into China generally. It's not a country I know anything about or particularly interested in. And so I was a bit nervous about reading this. But because he is such a good writer, I thought I would give it a go. And I found that I couldn't stop turning the pages, just like that book. But it is quite different. This is very much realism, whereas Art of Hearing Heartbeats had a sort of magical feel about it.
You're right.
But this is about a chap called Paul Liebowitz, who we begin with him telling us that he's lost his son tragically, very young, and he's finding it really hard to cope with the grief. His marriage has fallen apart because he and his wife have struggled to deal with the death. And Paul is now in Hong Kong, and he's an American. And he's starting to rebuild his life, but with difficulty. And
he sort of is fairly reclusive, really, isn't he?
Yes,
until this woman appears.
That's right. So he's only got two people that he's really in contact with much of any depth. And then he goes on this regular walk up a mountain to remember his son, because that's what they used to do together. And on one of these walks, he meets this lady who's lost her own son, but lost him because he's missing and he's an adult. He was working in Hong Kong. So Paul, strangely, agrees to try and find out where this son has disappeared to. And he's got a friend, handily, who's a detective.
Yeah, I know.
So they end up doing this search together, and they have to go into China, and they uncover all sorts of corruption in business and the criminal underworld. And the book is described as part love story and part murder mystery. And I think it's really the publishers and marketeers trying to package it for us, because I didn't think the love story was actually very genuine to me.
It was very lovey.
No. And the murder mystery, it was quite slow for your typical murder mystery detective.
Because normally you'd get, because it takes a while to get into the book in a way, and to understand what the theme is going to be. And in a murder mystery, you're normally wham bam and you're in there, aren't you?
Yeah, the detail doesn't really matter. It's the plot, isn't it?
The story,
whereas this, he's sort of weaving a lot of background information. We find out a lot about Chinese food, the culture, the habit of proverbs. There are so many proverbs in China, and one of the characters quotes a proverb at somebody and expects a proverb back. That's their conversation, you know. So sort of little gimmicks like that really are quite interesting. And also elements of the fact that trust is an issue in China, and also the impact of Chinese manufacture on American business, because the son who's disappeared has obviously worked up an agreement with a Chinese manufacturing company for his business in America, trying to make lots of money. So there are lots of different things that the author's trying to weave in. And I did find it quite gripping. I just thought that all those things were just enough to intrigue me. And the story and the style of his writing just kept me turning
beautiful.
The pages.
It is really unusual, isn't it? And I think you're right, you can't label it, really.
No, I find it very difficult to work out why I like his writing so much. And because, as I say, there are certain things that I didn't like. Like, I didn't like the love story and certain characters. You think, oh, I'm not sure they would have behaved like that. But he sucks you into his world. You're just completely lost in what he's describing. So I enjoyed that aspect of it. But with the proviso that he can do better for his next book.
Will you read the next one?
Of course.
So there you go. I mean, that says it all, doesn't it, really? Have you done this in your book group as well? Have you?
No, I haven't.
We
did do The Art of Hearing Heartbeats. And I wasn't quite sure how people would respond to that, but everybody did love it for lots of different reasons. So that was quite interesting. It's interesting when you find a book that everybody likes, but they've all got something interesting and different to say about it. Sometimes you have a good discussion when people disagree. But when they agree and have so much to talk about, that's a really good book.
That really is a good thing, yeah. Isn't it, as well? We'll tell you what we're going to read next month, and if you want to join in, that would be lovely. Well-